A housing order came into effect today for poultry flocks to protect them from avian flu. More than 60,000 birds are being culled in County Tyrone after suspected cases of bird flu were detected at a poultry farm there. Dr. Owen Ryan is head of the National Disease Control Centre at the Department of Agriculture, and he's on the line now. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, and thank you very much for having me on.
Not at all. Now, from today, what has changed?
Well, from today, poultry and captive birds have to be kept inside for their own benefit. So a lot of free-range birds would be out and about in the normal course of events, or people might have a few hens in the back, for their own safety and to protect them against the risk of being infected with bird flu from infected wild birds. They must now be brought indoors and inside, so kept inside sheds. And that's been brought into effect from today, because in the last few weeks, the risk of bird flu in Ireland has increased. We've identified several cases of avian influenza H5N1 virus in wild birds right across the island. And our colleagues in Northern Ireland have also detected that. And of course, then we had the unfortunate news over the weekend of this outbreak in a poultry flock in Tyrone. And because of this increasing risk, really the best thing to do now to protect those birds is to bring them inside. But there's an important point as well, that bringing them inside, housing them, isn't the only way to protect them. Biosecurity is the most important tool to reduce the risk of bird flu. And that's why the department brought in biosecurity regulations for poultry in December. And really what this means is taking simple, practical steps to protect your birds, whether it's a large poultry farm or whether it's a few hens out the back, from being infected with the virus. So for instance, not having unnecessary visitors come to your site, not sharing equipment with other holdings, having really good disinfection before anybody goes near your birds, and having dedicated footwear and clothing before you go out to your birds. These are the simple things that can reduce that risk. But we're now, by housing them, we're reducing the risk of infected wild birds coming into contact with poultry. And that's why this has come into effect today.
Mm-hmm. So from what you're saying there then, people with the few hens out the back, they're affected by this in the same way as a large commercial operator would be.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really important that, you know, even if you just have a few hens, that you do absolutely everything you can to protect them, not just for the birds' benefit, of course, but because there's a poultry industry here employing many thousands of people. And it's really important that we protect those jobs, protect those poultry farmers' livelihoods, and of course, protect the birds themselves. And I have to say, we've had really great cooperation from stakeholders, from poultry farmers, from the industry, and from our colleagues in Northern Ireland right across the board on this, because I think everybody understands, whether you have many birds or just a few, this is a threat to the poultry and a threat to livelihoods. And you know, it's really important to take every step we can. An important point I do want to make to the public is there's no food safety risk in relation to avian influenza.
Right, so you can eat your eggs, you can eat your chicken, there shouldn't be an issue.
That is exactly it. Yeah, there's no issue. You eat your eggs, eat your chicken as normal. There's no food safety risk with properly cooked poultry or eggs. But there is a risk, a low risk, but still a risk, from coming into contact with dead wild birds if they have died of avian influenza. And that is why we strongly advise people, do not touch or pick up dead wild birds, because if they have died of avian influenza, you may be putting yourself at a risk. Now, it's a low risk, but still a risk. And if you inadvertently touch a dead wild bird, make sure you wash your hands really well with soap and water. So that's really the big messages here, that there's practical steps that everybody with poultry should do and must now do to protect their birds and protect the industry. And for the general public, there's no concern on the food safety side, but it's really important not to touch dead wild birds for the time being.
Dr. Owen Ryan of the Department of Agriculture, thank you for joining us.